Okay, we just went through an exercise. I asked them, the attendees, to list the people that they dealt with the last week, not counting these people, and how any of those people had anything to do with their goals. Now, I hate to disillusion all of you, but you're all headed down the wrong track. And if you delude yourself that your fucking weightlifting buddies are helping you in your future, you're full of shit. I have lifted. I know what those guys think like. So that's, whatever drug you're on, if you're taking droids, it has affected your fucking brain. That's bullshit. Unless you're going to be a world champ like Schwarzfucker, forget about it. As far as everybody else, your family, forget about it. If you never talk to them again, it wouldn't hurt you. And if you delude yourself that your three Chinese employees are making, you know, what are you smoking? What the fuck's wrong with you people? And Jerry, the same thing. What are you fucking smoking? Sheridan, slightly better, but still fucked up. The one that's got the best answer, and I didn't ask Robert, Marcus, or this Robert, because they know the answers, because they've been here a 400 times, was the kid. And I asked him, I wanted to see what he'd say. Who are you most like, your dad or your mom? Oh, no. My uncle. Correct?
Correct.
Correct. Who's your uncle? And he said he owns a few businesses. But then he said, but he's only got $4 million. So he's only got $4 million. The kid's 18 fucking years old. That's $4 million that most people in this fucking room got. That's a slight exaggeration, but... So, you need a paradigm shift here. You're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Now, my average goes down when I have a seminar. Because I'm with yous. Occasionally I get a diamond in the rough. I never get a diamond. I occasionally get a lump of coal that I can see a little bit of diamond sticking out. Okay? But all those guys up there on the Hall of Fame, more or less were like you. More or less. Probably the one that had the most already experience and accomplishments were Ted Nicholas, Deanne Verdier, Thelma Box, and that's it. And Stuart Goldsmith. That's it. The probability of you using what you're learning here and me mentoring you for a year and you dealing with the same people is detrimental to any potential success that you're going to have. The best, and it's almost impossible for you people to do, 1996, a guy was here with a bunch of hitters, Bodo the Schaefer, a bunch of guys. He went home, you call it up his phone, the answering service said, if you don't have my fucking number, fuck yous, you're out of my life. Now, I realize that most of you think that's extreme. Like that the infomercial Insanity, you know those the infomercial where the guy is bodybuilding, Insanity. Well, being a high performance person is extreme. It's like when Mikey the Pizza Boy went from pizza boy to limo driver. That was a huge jump for him in comfort zone. Huge. He had fucking dough under his nails. Black belt, trained, martial arts trained, he understood focus. He went from that to limo to actually bit actor. He's been in 15, 20 things acting. And then behind the scenes and now making movies. It's huge. I mean, we are the average of the five people. And I can assure you the guys that are in the Hall of Fame behind the camera, not all of them, but Because you can't control everybody you deal with, but you can control the five people you deal with the most. That you can control. It's a choice that you have to make. And it's not easy. If it were easy, everybody of the 500 people that have come to the council would be on that fucking wall. It's not. It's not. It's hard. Not impossible, but it's hard. And that's why the people that look at it a different way. The higher performance you are, the more wealth that you build for yourself, the more choices you're going to have in life. Whether that is the choice to help the poor, in the barrio, wherever, you're going to have more choices. Guys like this Robert, myself, and Sally, my wife, have more choices because we've created a lot of wealth. But don't delude yourself that these examples you gave, that's why I wait till the end of the day to burst that fucking bubble. Instead of in the morning. Whatever you're smoking, get rid of that shit. Because that dog fucking don't hunt. Just doesn't hunt. And there's a reason why the Mexican morons, there are two that are out up here, and the three are, you know, more or less down here. Because the two are willing to make more sacrifices than the three, and the one doesn't even deal with the four. We understand? Any questions? Now, the new report you're going to be filling out, which is new, has a section on who you're hanging with. We didn't have that before. And if I draw a line through them with no comment, I mean, put a cap in their ass. We had a couple people say, you weren't tough enough on us, Dan. We could have learned faster. We could have accomplished more. Now, the implication was that I was getting soft, which I'm a lot of things, but I don't think I'm soft. I am softer. Do you agree?
Slightly.
Yeah, slightly. Okay. I am slightly softer. That's because I'm getting not politically correct, because I think only cunts are politically correct. I hope YouTube understood that. C-U-N-T-S. Because none of these guys are politically correct. The only guy, no, I take that back. The only guy that's politically correct is the guy in the middle next to the Rob Report. And look what they did to him. What did they do to him? Put him on a fucking cross and put nails. They didn't actually put nails in his hands. That's all bullshit. But they crucified him. They did crucify him. So that's the last politically, truly politically correct. And he wasn't even Canadian. And he was Jewish. I was just going to say he wasn't Jewish, but he was Jewish. Yeah, he was Jewish. For sure he was Jewish. So, I mean, for the people that, you know, want to make it, you have to make sacrifices. And so the new reporting system is going to be tougher. And I will stick my, you know, a great line from Jack Welch. I don't know if it was the GE Way or one of his books. He said, being chairman is the ability to poke your nose into stuff that's not your concern. And he used to go around very much like Gratzos. Go from meeting to meeting, not uninvited. He'd look at the schedule, the big schedule. His assistant would give him the big schedule. And he'd see meetings. Oh, there's a meeting on manufacturing. So he'd fly to steam engine man or whatever they do. And he'd drop in. Oh, what are you guys doing? Just like Gratzos from Onassis Group. So I'm going to incorporate that into the new reporting system. And next week, you'll get the new reporting format. The old format used to be, what did you accomplish this week? Second paragraph, what are your goals for next week? And third paragraph, problems, challenges. but now there's going to be some additional stuff. What jellyfish, brainless piece of shit that you hang with? I have to think of a new title. I'll think of one, but anyway. But that's the essence. What jellyfish, mindless piece of shit did you hang with? I might just call it that. What jellyfish piece of shit did you hang with? Because you are the average of the five people you hang around with most. Any questions about that? Okay, I hope you're enjoying YouTube. I've got a lot of new link, Facebook, and tweets. I'm not sure that's good or probably bad, but thank you very much. And watch the webinar, because there's another webinar coming out soon. Thank you.